went back to Tucson for General Howard. And together we returned to the stronghold of Cochise. And together we waited while Cochise and the other Indian leaders discussed our peace offer. We could hear them arguing. Sometimes their voices were angry. We had to be patient. It was very hard on the general. I had something else to think about. Sincerely. And we'd meet for a few minutes, and I'd fill my eyes and my heart with her.
I can stay only a short time. You sit down there, and I will sit here.
Well, you are very distant.
Soon you will be very close. But now we must not even touch our hands.
Well, that's a very cruel law.
No, now is the time I must work. I prepare the clothes for the wedding, and I must build a special hut for our honeymoon. Away from everybody. Soon you will ride the white horses to our secret place.
Well, can I help you with your work?
No. In all this, my mother helps and teaches me. And I try to do as I think she did when she was a kid.
There was never another like you, Sincere.
Thank you. Now I must go to my mother.
Shepard, Cochise is coming.
Goodbye, my sweetheart.
All right, General.
Come, you are wanted at the council.
You explain the map to them?
My brothers have many questions.
We will answer as best we can.
Here is the council place. Go in.
You who sit in council, you have asked for Jeffords, the tall one, and the great general from Washington. I bring them to you.
Apaches, you have been told of the map. The map is a picture of your land, the Apache territory, 50,000 square miles. If you make a treaty of peace, this land and this map will be a part of the treaty.
I think this part is good. We keep our mountains, we keep our home. I like it.
If the chief of the white men dies, what will follow?
The treaty will be binding for all time.
I have a question. What if some white man comes to our mountain to take yellow iron? Can we kill him?
The general says that such a man should be captured and given to our military. Then he would be judged and punished.
And what if a white man should kill an Indian on our land?
Then we will hang him for it.
That will be something for Cochise to see.
Who else? Who else asks questions?
Darwin, you and the general will go now. I will bring you our decision.
May it be blessed by the gods. General?
Who speaks now? Who gives judgment?
I trust none of it.
Go clear, speak.
There is only one peace I will accept. We will put all the whites on a reservation, and then we will guard them.
This is not a thing of laughter. Beauclerc finds this peace bitter, then perhaps he will tell us why.
Where will we get blankets, corn, horses? We have always taken these things. Are we to be women now and beg for them?
The American government will give us cattle. We will raise them and trade them for our needs.
It is not the Apache way to be grandmothers to cattle. I am not afraid I say it. I am an Apache, a warrior. And Beauclerc says Cochise has lost his taste for battle. He spits out our victories to drink the milk of surrender. It is not this false peace we need, but a new chief.
Now I talk. I say that the Americans keep cattle, but they are not soft and weak. The Americans are growing stronger, while we are growing weaker. When a big wind comes, a tree must bend or be lifted out by its roots. We will test this peace. We will make a test of it for 3 moons.
Is this your word, then, he who was the mighty Cochise?
I take this arrow, a sign of war. I break it. I will try the way of peace. I have decided. I'll give my word to the American general.
The word of a coward.
Those who stay with me must keep my word. Let all others walk away. From now on, they are no longer my brothers. More walk away than stay, then I will no longer be your chief.
I walk away. I walk away. Who else comes? One, two. Who else?
So clear, take your women, your children, your horses, your weapons. Leave our territory.
Then I leave my name also. I spit on my Chiricahua name. And take the name my Mexican enemies have given me. Learn it well as the whites will learn it. And fear the name Geronimo.
Another drink, Tom?
No, thanks, Ross.
You know, I remember the day you first rode out to Cochise. We didn't expect to see you again.
Got what we wanted, didn't we? Got our peace. Not yet, we haven't. All right, Slade, a truce anyway. 2.5 months to go.
You and Howard have made a treaty with a murderer.
Now listen, Slade. You and your family have been the victims of a terrible tragedy. But can't you understand this is the end of all that?
You bring my wife back from the grave and then I'll believe you.
2 days ago, Geronimo and his band attacked a stagecoach. Cochise's Indians chased them away. Apaches protecting white men. Now, isn't that proof enough?
Proof he's waiting for us to go soft. I say let the war go on until Cochise is hanged.
And I say the same thing. Hey, will you, Slade? Well, then wait and see if Cochise breaks the armistice. Just give it a chance, will you? Give it a chance.
Ceremony will begin in a little bit. Now I would speak to you of the armistice.
Almost a moon has passed. I think it goes well.
There has been trouble from Geronimo's followers. From now on, we will protect all whites leaving Tucson or Fort Bowie. We will guard Apache Pass also.
These are good plans.
This peace does not hold, let it be the whites who break it. It must not be the Indians. Not even bad Indians. Now you will forget peace and war. Now you will think only of your bride. Come. The ceremony begins. Here is your son, Cielo. And here is the medicine bag.
Oh, son, Cielo, the gods have made you lovelier than all other creatures.
Let the woman who is to marry stand here. Let the man who is to marry stand here. Your left hand, woman. Your right hand, man. Now, through this knife does your blood mingle. Now you will kneel upon earth, woman. Now for you there is no rain, for one is shelter to the other. Now for you there is no cold.
Sincere, there is no difference now.
No, we are the same, wife and husband.
I find it strange. I thought so much of peace, but it was always a peace of soldiers. But now I see there is a different kind of peace inside a man. I find it now. I'm happy.
Do you like that, Tom?
You've made it beautiful. And so I will make your life.
Sometimes, when you grow tired of me and go back to your people.
Sincere, you are my people.
Will you tell me that often?
As often as the pebbles in the stream. Until finally you will not ask it or think it. And you'll know how much I am your husband.
Soon it will be over.
What, my darling?
Our honeymoon. Only 10 days are allowed. Then we must go back to the village.
10 days together. The world has never seen so many days, my son.
Draw the bow carefully. Then let the arrow fly.
Oh, Tom, I could do better.
Well, I have to learn, don't I?
Never mind, Sincere. When he is a grown man, he will know how to use the bow and arrow.
High into the air it went, and right into the canyon.
Tall one, you know that arrows are difficult to make. Now you must bring it back.
You mean go down into the canyon? Well, that's what... Cochise.
Yes?
Down there, a white man.
He has no place here.
Well, I know that man.
Oh, Slade!
Jeffers! I told you there was thieves.
What are you doing there?
Packing a stolen horse. Follow the trail right into Cochise's country.
What do you think, Cochise?
None of my people stole his horse. He lies.
I know this man. He's an Indian hater. Now, if we can show him he's wrong, it'll be a good thing.
You speak wisely. We will look.
I would like to come, please.
Why not? Soon the women will go hunting, too.
Oh, Slade!
What?
We want to talk. We're coming down.
Come on over here. I'll show you the trail.
Monsieur, you better wait right
please
here.
Please,
come on. Monsieur, Ray! Cochise, it's you they want!
Oh, dear. You're wounded. My warriors came. He's captured. By your people.
Bring him to me. Get me a knife and bring him to me.
No.
Bring him to me!
It will not be done.
This peace is a lie. They don't want peace.
It is not a lie. This was not done by the military. Even as bad Indians have broken the law, so have bad whites. The armistice must stand. I do not betray my people or their children. No one on my territory will open war again. Not even you.
Tucson. They came, and soon the armistice period was through, and we had peace. And this is the story I wanted to tell you of Cochise, of my wife, Sonsire, whose death sealed the peace, and of how the arrow was broken forever.
Our stars, James Stewart, Jeff Chandler, and Deborah Padgett, will return in just a moment. And now here's a word from RCA Victor. Consider this fact. RCA Victor is first in television. That in itself is your assurance that television receivers made by RCA Victor are certainly the best you can buy. To hold this leadership in its field, RCA Victor has had to maintain the highest possible standards of excellence. Perfect examples of these standards can be found in any RCA Victor television set. From inexpensive table model receivers to luxurious big screen consoles, one factor predominates: quality. You can easily recognize RCA Victor's unequaled supremacy in television by looking at clear, bright pictures, the best possible reception. And the cabinetry of every RCA Victor television set in any price range reflects the skilled, experienced craftsmanship for which RCA Victor is world famous. What's more, RCA Victor television is million-proof, quality-proven in well over 2 million homes. That, too, is your assurance of complete satisfaction when you buy a television receiver made by RCA Victor. Next week, the Screen Director's Playhouse presents another great motion picture story. Our adaptation will be Raffles, starring Douglas Fairbanks. And now here again are tonight's stars, James Stewart, Jeff Chandler, and Deborah Padgett.
Deborah, Jeff.
Well, this looks like a real broken arrow reunion. The gang's all here.
All except the horses.
And the director.
Well, the sound man's already gone home, so we can't do much about the horses.
But we can bring out the director. So, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy and Jeff and I would like to introduce the very talented motion picture artist who guided us through Broken Arrow.
And directed Bird of Paradise, Task Force, Destination Tokyo.
And so many other pictures that bear the name of Delmar Daves.
Thank you, Jeff, Jimmy, Deborah. You all know the idea and the ideal that prompted us to make Broken Arrow. And the audience, after tonight's excellent performance, you also know that the picture is more than just a fascinating story. Through several decades of filmmaking, the camera seldom focused clearly on the American Indian. All too often, he was photographed as a purposeless, murdering savage. If that was motion picture's error, then motion pictures sought to correct it with Broken Arrow and to restore a birthright of honor to a brave and proud people. Thank you, and good night, everyone.
You have been listening to the Screen Directors Playhouse, one of the weekly features on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from the pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia, and by RCA Victor, world's leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. Broken Arrow was presented through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of the Daryl F. Zanuck Technicolor production, David and Bat Stevens, starring Gregory Peck and Susan Hayward. James Stewart will soon be seen in the 20th Century Fox production, Highway in the Sky. Jeff Chandler can now be seen in Iron Man, a Universal International picture, co-starring Evelyn Keyes and Stephen McNally. Deborah Padgett appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox Film Corporation, producers of Anne of the Indies. Included in tonight's cast were Ralph Moody, Jerry Farber, Byron Kane, Rye Billsbury, Jan Arvin, Paul Dubov, Herbert Butterfield, Tom Holland, and John Stevenson. Broken Arrow was adapted for radio by Richard Allen Simmons. Screen Directors Playhouse is under the production supervision of Howard Wiley and directed by Bill Kine. Portions of tonight's broadcast were transcribed. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking and inviting you to listen again next Friday when the Screen Directors Playhouse presents Raffles, starring Douglas Fairbanks. Listen again next week to the Screen Directors Playhouse, one of the weekly features on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Listen tomorrow evening for The Magnificent Montague, starring Monty Woolley, the Saturday night feature of the All-Star Festival.
Now it's Night Beat, later The Man Called X on NBC.